Psalm 84:10 says, "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere." Boy, ain't that the truth. A great reminder today from Psalm 84, verse 10. Friend, how you doing? Happy Sunday. Good to see you. It's Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, July the 24th, 2016. Next month is not too far away. It's going to be August. Our kids are going to be going back to school towards, I think, the end of next month. So they have about a month left, give or take, in their summer vacation. We're going to start seeing back-to-school sales. And, oh, yeah, my kids will be thrilled about that. That's sarcasm, by the way. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Sunday worship focuses on Jesus. I mean, talk about no better place to place our trust and our focus and our attention. Yeah, we focus on Him, Scripture, songs, devotions, and some encouragement mixed in there as well. And I'll tell you what, got some wonderful Christ-centered music coming up for you on this Sunday, including this one from Chris Rice. It's the untitled hymn on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus. Spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus. Final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Isn't this a beautiful song? I just love it. Chris Rice and the untitled hymn. Friends, so good to fellowship with you today. In fact, you know, I've always said there's just something special about a Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man brings a snare, But whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. You know, the same God who has been there for you in the past is the God who is going to be there for you in the future.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words. Thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done. I know you're good, but this don't feel good.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs and even fights for you. For here my heart is satisfied. Within your presence I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one.
So much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Are you enjoying your summer, by the way? Oh, I sure hope you are. I love summer. Love it. Love it, love it. We took our annual family vacation. We also went to the water park so far this year. I've been doing some bicycling at night. I love this weather. I'm not looking forward to winter at all. So I'm really going to take advantage of the nice weather for sure. You know, there's been a story told of a man who fell into a pit and couldn't get himself out. A Pharisee walked by and said only bad people fall in pits. And then a mathematician walked by and calculated how he fell into the pit. A news reporter wanted an exclusive story on his pit. A realist came along and said, now that's a pit. An IRS agent asked if he was paying taxes on his pit. The county inspector asked if he had a permit to dig the pit. A self-pitying man said, you haven't seen anything until you've seen my pit. And there's Jesus, seeing the man, reached down, took him by the hand, and lifted him out of the pit.
Sin and its ways grow old. All of my heart turns to stone, and I'm left with no strength to arise. How you need to be lifted high. Sin and its ways lead to pain. Left here with hurt and with shame. So no longer will I leave your side. Jesus, you be lifted high. to my knees, so it's you that they see, not I. Jesus, you be lifted high. And even now that I'm inside your hands, help me not to grow prideful again. Don't let me forsake sacrifice. Jesus, you be lifted high. And if I'm blessed with the riches of kings, how could I ever think that it was me? For you brought me from darkness to light. Jesus, you be lifted high.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin. My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?
Till their hearts be saddened.
my life to them, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I will hold your people in my heart.
Isn't this a beautiful song? John Michael Talbot, and Here I Am, Lord. Let that be the desire of our hearts today. Lord, here I am. Send me. Use me any way that will give you glory. Let that be the cry of our hearts. Hey, I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. And we've got a great contest going on our Facebook page. I hope if you have some time today or this week, like us on Facebook. Look up Sunday Worship Radio. Connect with us there, and you'll have an opportunity to win a really neat devotional book by Dr. Charles Stanley. I think you'll be blessed by that. So connect with us on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio, right there on Facebook. You know, trust is one of the most powerful facets of our faith. It really is. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." You know, friend, we all have trust. We all do. We all have trust. And we all choose where we place that trust. See, if you place your trust in other people or in your own abilities and your own accomplishments, your titles, your education, and all of that stuff, you will one day be disappointed. All those things are just subject to change. But friend, God never changes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God never changes. So I encourage you today, plant your trust in him and be like the tree planted by the water, rooted and grounded and yielding good fruit no matter what comes your way. Put your trust in Jesus today.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high, for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. We are the children of God. We've been set apart for his name. Sets captives free, and by his stripes we have been redeemed. We are the children of God. We've been the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see.
You know, it's always good to be reminded that we belong to the one true King. Hey, thanks so much for having your radio tuned to Sunday Worship today on Great News Radio on this Sunday, July the 24th, 2016. And I love hearing from you. If you got some time today, drop me a note, joey at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, yeah, Mark Burns in the studio for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32, bright and early, tomorrow morning Central Time. Until next time, friend, as you go about your day and the rest of your week, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.